Evan, when you were getting a sense of what the Texas Tribune would be and exactly what it was you would do, were symposiums and events like the Texas Tribune Fest ever a part of that idea, or how did that come up?
Most definitely. We went into the process of creating the Tribune absolutely committed to events as part of the mix, because we believe that one of the things that has been missing over the last, say, 10 to 15 years in Texas is a regular conversation in communities all over the state about the big issues that affect all of us. Every one of us in this state is affected by higher education, immigration, healthcare, transportation, criminal justice, all the big public policy issues that are dealt with at the Capitol when the legislature is in session. Those things migrate down very quickly to affect all of us. And we don't necessarily think all the time about the importance of those issues or talk about what the priorities of the state should be. And so we wanted to make regular conversations in communities that we initiated, bringing elected officials back home to talk to the people who they represent, and to give those people at home an opportunity to ask questions themselves of the people who represent them. We wanted that to be a big part of our of the mix. And so we have made day-long symposia, one-off events, and multiple day events like the Texas Tribune Festival, absolutely part of what we do since the very beginning.
And how do those regular conversations, as you put it, work as a journalistic endeavor or tool?
Well, many news organizations and media organizations do events, but they tend to be things more like barbecue festivals and bridal shows. Our event, and those are fine, certainly, I mean, there's a place for that. But ours are editorial events, which is to say that we take the kind of people who you would interview as a reporter in private, and we interview them in public, in full view of the kinds of people who would be interested in what they have to say. Always on the record, always free to attend. We live stream those conversations in case you can't be there. We post video after the fact. And the point is to hold elected officials and policymakers accountable for what they do and don't do, for what they believe and don't believe, for the actions they take and don't take, budget dollars they spend and don't spend, laws they pass and don't pass, political stances they take and don't take. This is old-fashioned accountability journalism. It's occurring in public as opposed to in private, but it's occurring in public in part because everybody deserves to hear what these folks have to say. At our events, as a general rule, make news and break news. And they are worthy of coverage by other media because, in fact, the people who run the state are explaining their thinking. They're explaining what they've done, and they're explaining what they're going to do. And so from a journalistic standpoint, I think these events are absolutely in line with the kind of traditional reporting, news and investigative reporting, that an organization like ours might do.
Now, outside of the three-day Texas Tribune Festival, what do these symposiums allow you to do? Do they allow you to reach out to other areas of the state and to just Texans in general that might not be able to make it to the bigger event in Austin?
Well, so half the events we do on average about an event a week over the course of a year, about 50 events a year. Half of those are in Austin, including the Tribune Festival, but half are very deliberately not in Austin. Austin is a little bit like Disneyland when it comes to a discussion of public policy and politics. It's a fun place to visit, but it's not reality. The reality of Texas is outside of Austin, outside of the bubble. So we love nothing more than to go to places like Nacogdoches, Canyon, McAllen, El Paso, Tyler, Waco, and to bring this conversation to the kinds of people who are impacted by it every single day. So our goal in these day-long symposia are to take the kind of conversations that are happening naturally in Austin and to bring them to places where they're not happening naturally. And then to further drill down. You know, if you have a high-level conversation about higher ed policy, in a general sense, you can do that in an hour over lunch. People enjoy listening to it. They get something to take away, to think about, and then they go back to their lives. But the kind of event we're doing in Waco on the Baylor campus is a series of conversations, five panel discussions in total. We're going to talk about the whole manner of higher ed issues at a deep as opposed to shallow level.
Evan, thanks for talking with KWBU today.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks so much.
That was Evan Smith, CEO and president of the Texas Tribune Festival, which will be hosting a day-long symposium on higher education on Monday, November 16th. For more information on the event, you can visit our website at kwbu.org.